Clay Matthews, we'll have that for you today. We went through treatment this morning. We had a later start, did extensive work in the strength and conditioning. So, you know, with it, I don't have all the information. So we'll get that summarized today for you.
Sam Shields.
Same answer.
Mike, what plans do you have for that open roster spot?
Working through some things. I mean, I think, you know, as you look at, you know, our inactive list last week, you know, the players coming out of the game don't really have a sense of who's going to make it or not. But frankly, we just don't have enough information. There's workouts that will happen today down to practice. That's part of the reasoning for shifting the schedule today. So I really don't have all the medical information, and that'll obviously affect how we move forward. So.
So you pushed back practice a couple hours. Is that just for extra recovery from Sunday and the Jacksonville game, or what's the thinking for giving you guys a couple extra hours?
Well, I think it reflects the you know, state of our football team is just as far as where we are coming out of these first 2 weeks. So we spent more time in the strength and conditioning phase this morning. Did some things, you know, in the training room to help these guys get them back. And so we kicked the meetings back later. So now we've been able to install everything like we normally would on a Wednesday, and we're going with a different format for Wednesday practice than we traditionally would. So it's really just where we are, you know, just with the what we've encountered, the challenges in the first 2 weeks.
Like, how much different do the lines look without Kellen Johnson?
Good question. I would say they are, you know, spreading the ball around more. I mean, obviously, I think when you have a featured player, you know, as talented and as dominant as Kelvin, you know, was throughout his career, basically the attention he commands from a defense, how they would take advantage, as far as their reaction to how you play him. So now you're seeing more, you know, just more. I don't want to say traditional defenses. You're seeing the more one-on-one matchups, and I think they're doing a great job of exploiting that and. And definitely, you see the ball, the way the ball is distributed throughout their perimeter. It's a little different approach.
What do you remember most about that home game against Detroit last year?
What do I remember most? We didn't win a game. I mean, that's what I remember most.
Mike, obviously, this is the first time since you playing these guys since the Hail Mary. Just can you recall what you're thinking on the sideline as that play unfolds?
Really, on all pass plays, and in particular, you know, the last eight plays, you look for the protection and the time clock, because obviously when you have to make that throw, it's a longer time clock and really the launch of the ball. So when Aaron had the protection and just the angle that he threw the ball, I just remember thinking, hey, we've got a chance. So, because, I mean, that's definitely he took it to another level as far as the angle that he – I mean, it's a phenomenal throw. But just the fact that, you know, our protection time clock was intact, he was able to buy the time, you know, get his feet set and launch it. And then, obviously, we all understand what happened on the other end. It was a great catch by Richard.
You've seen Stafford a lot over the years. Have you seen him get better here in the last – since they made that change in OC back in –
Well, I mean, he's played some. I mean, let's be honest, he's played good football for a number of years. He's been extremely productive, and he's had some coordinator changes. So I think that definitely have to raise your respect level for him because he's gone through changes in scheme, and this is the scheme, in my opinion, I think he's most comfortable with. You know, the one back and the ball distribution and from the backfield, you know, tight ends, you know, all the way through the receiver group. So, you know, he's playing very well, and he's playing a lot of confidence. So, very impressed with the way he's played these first two games.
Mike, their training camp, you guys talked a lot about the depth at outside linebacker, the ability to rotate guys and keep guys fresh. Through two games, have you noticed a big difference late in the game? Are guys fresher the way you wanted them to be with that rotation?
I think if you look the way that they were, we did rep them. I mean, we're just talking about the outside linebackers and the elephants. I mean, yeah. All one. Yeah, I think our reps have definitely different from week one to week two. But you know, obviously with Clay's injury, affected that some. Not having Jayron Elliott up, affects it a little bit. But I think Fackrell's played some good football and just very limited. He's played Nick's getting the opportunities that by design that he's obviously deserves and he's taken full advantage of. So, I mean, it's two games and, it's going to – the injury and – and the inactive list, frankly, who you're playing, how we're going to play against them will affect that some. I mean, they're primarily been a sub-offense, and I expect they'll play that way. But if they don't, that could affect it too. So, but that's really, how that all sorts out. So, I mean, it's, you can project reps and have an idea of how much guys will play, but the game always dictates that.
Like you, if I've heard you say it once, I've heard you say it a thousand times that the quickest way to the end zone is through the middle of the field. Through two games, I understand the defenses have something to do with that, but have you been able to do what you want to do going down the middle of the field, or is that something that you'd like to be able to exploit more?
Well, I think you need to threaten all the quadrants of the field. I mean, it's I think one of the basic evaluation process for a passing game is a hit chart. So, where's the ball being distributed as far as how you're attacking the field and who is it being distributed to? So, after two games, we definitely can use more opportunities down the middle of the field.
In what ways have you stressed the importance of divisional games, especially at home, in light of what happened last year?
Well, just normally like we always do, you emphasize what we feel is the key to winning at home. And, it's part of the presentation and the theme. To our football team this morning, and you relive those things, but you focus on the positive attributes and the characteristics that evolve to winning games, and obviously with that being highlighted, it's clear cut of what you can't do.
Like, how much better do you need your quarterback to play?
Well, first of all, we got two games. And if that's it's a process, and he's no different than any other player. Fundamentals is something you're always chasing as a football team, and it's no different at the quarterback position. So we'll focus on the process, and the work ethic is outstanding for Aaron and our guys, and we'll improve off of last week. I'm confident in that.
Forward with Aaron, one of the things he's always seemed to do is after subpar games, bounce back the next week. Have you noticed any difference in that maybe in the past year, maybe bouncing back from one week to the other compared to early in his career?
I don't know. I mean, that's reflection. I don't have any comparables. He'll play. I have great confidence, Aaron. I've never trusted a quarterback or an individual as a player more than I trust Aaron Rodgers. I mean, his work ethic is at the top of his career, the time he spends in the facility with the coaches and with his teammates. So, from that, it's a process. We'll all stick to the process, and from that, we'll have success.
Jason asked you a question about Aaron on Monday, and you had a really interesting answer about how your focus isn't so much on scoring points, but was it time of possession and field position? I guess from my perspective, I would think scoring as many points as you can would be like the greatest thing ever. Why would you change? Why the focus change?
Well, you've totally took the quote and I never said I don't want to score a lot of points. But
I think you said your focus wasn't leading the league in scoring. So I think that was more along the lines of what you said. So
yeah, definitely. I mean, you watch the way people play. I mean, I've never been a stat guy. I don't do things in the fourth quarter. I don't. There's points in the game where yardage could be stolen, opportunities. I believe in playing to the strength of each other. I'm talking about the offense, defense, and special teams. When you don't have balance, I've coached the team that wasn't balanced, and the result is what it was. So you learn from those experiences, and it's important to win the time of possession, and it's important to win the field position. We haven't won the field position in two road games. Field position is a critical factor in winning on the road. I think anybody can acknowledge that and relate to that. So especially when you go into a hostile environment, there's a surge of energy and things that go on. So it's important not only to win a field position, but particularly win it early in the game. So those are the things that are part of the equation for winning. and that's what we're focused on. I have great confidence we'll score a lot of points, but my point is, I don't do cartwheels over being number one in the league in scoring, because there's a lot more to playing offense than scoring, doing everything you possibly can to get your numbers to a certain level.
Mike, you're referring to the 2011 team when you're talking about being imbalanced.
Right? Correct.
I know you're going to have your injury report later today. I just wanted to clarify, is Clay Matthews' issue his ankle, or is there something else going on with him?
I mean, he has two things we're looking at. So, you know, once again, I haven't talked to Clay one-on-one. So,
I just wanted to know if it was just his ankle. Thanks.
Mike, is there anything that the receivers can do differently to create better separation, quicker separation?
Well, once again, I know a lot's been said about the passing game. You know, passing game is a coordinated effort by all the people. Number one, the protection part of it, the ability to have the launching point time up with the route progression, regardless of the formation you're in, and with that, you know, the timing of the quarterback and the routes. So it's at the end of it, it's trusting the process of improvement and working on the fundamentals, and that's what we'll all be working on.
Mike, have you seen TJ take any different approach in terms of a leadership role or being more of a spokesperson or anything without Josh here? Have you seen anything different from him?
I would say TJ's always been kind of at the forefront. You know, he's always been a strong leader here, you know, particularly in his veteran years. Yeah, I don't see any change.
Mike, there are coaches out there who divide up their schedule into segments in order to narrow the focus as compared to the whole 4 or 5 months. With this stretch of games that you have at home and the bye week in there, is this a portion of the schedule that is really, really important for this team?
Well, really, because of where our schedule is laid up, this is the last game of the first quarter of the season. So that's our approach with the bye week next week.
Two more, please.
Mike, is Nick Perry's improved play, is that just a matter of health, or was there something that kind of clicked in him toward the middle of last season and into this season?
I think Nick Perry's playing the best football of his career, and I think you have to point to the health. And I think you definitely go back to the off season. I mean, it was the first off season where Nick wasn't coming off of surgery and was able to go through the full off season program. Spent, you know, his individual time from February, March, he was here. So, and he just needed to get healthy and get a full opportunity of reps. And I think you're definitely seeing, you know, the production and his ability, and he's off to a great start.
Speaking of best ball of his career, is Mike Daniels in that category? He's keep making jumps each year.
Yeah, Mike's off to a great start. He's off to a dominant start. I thought he played exceptional in Minnesota, and he's growing as a leader, which is what you want of your veterans on your football team. You know, just the way he demonstrates the work ethic, the passion, the toughness, I think he's doing a great job and needs to continue to do that.
Of what you've seen from Kenny Clark through two games, especially if you're not going to have LaTroy.
Kenny, improvement. I definitely made a big jump from week one to week two, and he has to take another step this week.